hour, everyone. I'm Frank and Barry, and welcome back again to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week, where local student athletes are recognized on a weekly basis for their excellence in their respective sports, but also in the classroom and in their contributions to their school and community. And welcome to our newest winner, senior three-sport star at Byram Hills High School, Chris Amanetto, currently in the beginning of the basketball season. So, hiya, Chris. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am good, thank you, and congratulations on the award. Well-deserved, my friend, as I see from the nomination letter.
Thank you.
And I also, with us, we have Coach Ripa. How are you, Coach?
I'm good. Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's more than well-deserved. So you're off to a great start, basketball-wise. Now, you might have had another game or so between the nomination letter when it was written and since then. So the nomination letter had you all at 6-0. Is that still the case?
Yes.
Okay, so you recently led the team to the title in the Briarcliff tournament. You were named MVP. You're currently sitting at 16.8 points a game, 44% from 3-point. That's impressive, my friend. And also just under 3 assists a game as well, 1.5 steals. So where did you all finish last year, and what are then the expectations for you all this year?
So we lost in the regional semifinals last year, and I feel like it was definitely a sad loss. We couldn't really hit our shots that game. It was not really a good game, and I feel like we have a lot of expectations this year to go really far, and we want to win our last game for sure, and we want to bring a state title home.
Oh, well, definitely, and that would certainly be a way to for you to send yourself off there in your senior year. That would be kind of nice, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, a little feather in the cap on that one. And now I see that you've been all league, all conference, all section, and I've also noticed, or as I mentioned earlier, you're a three-sport star. It's not just basketball, but there's also soccer. You had a 4-year varsity career, 54 goals, which is in the top 10 in school history scoring-wise, 2-time all-league, 2-time all-county, 2-time all section. You're also named to an all-state team, and you had some schools come knocking at your door when it comes to soccer, right? Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes.
All right, so where does that stand? Where do you look there?
So I got a couple of schools kind of around here, some SUNY schools that were giving me and my coach letters asking about if I wanted to play for them or like stuff like that. I feel like I've went to, like, this summer mostly I've went to different camps down in, like, in Florida and Georgia, playing soccer. I want to pretty much go down south and play if I can. Okay. I got accepted into FAU, and I'm thinking about trying to play there, maybe walk on. If not, then Tampa's another good option for me.
Okay. All right. Well, you can, certainly head south and warm up a little bit at least. that would be nice. I see that the third sport for you as a three-sport athlete is another one that you've been all section and all league, but it's golf.
Yeah.
So it's not one, with three sport athletes, very golf is not the third sport. So yeah. What is it about golf? When did you start playing golf?
So I started playing golf maybe when I was like 12 years old, something like that. It was just started off playing with my dad, just, hitting the range, sometimes going for fun during the weekends. And then I started like being actually pretty good with it. So instead of playing club soccer, AU, I tried out for the golf team and I made it my first year. And that's pretty much it. I kept getting better and kept playing, and I really like it so far. So, yeah.
Okay, well, and if you do end up heading south for college wise, that'll help you out. That'll certainly help out your golf game. You can play it all year round.
Definitely.
and you're going to end up graduating with 11 varsity letters. Now that is quite a feat. So,
yeah.
Multi-sport athletes. I've had a lot of coaches mention to me how much they appreciate having a multi-sport athlete on their squad. Because of what it is that a multi-sport athlete, as opposed to somebody, who is what's the word I'm looking for?
Specialized.
That's the word I'm looking for. Thanks, Coach. As opposed to somebody who's a little bit more specialized, what do you feel for yourself being able to play three different sports brings to each sport? Like, for instance, right now, you're playing basketball, but, you've also got soccer, you've also got golf. Is there anything you can bring from those disciplines that help you out and give you an advantage, you think, playing basketball?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, from pretty much any varsity sport, it brings like leadership roles and time management and stuff like that. So everything just carries on to each other's sport.
Obviously, the leadership is leadership. I mean, you know, especially leading by example, which obviously you do in these sports. But there's a different way to approach different teams, I would imagine, in a different sport, and that's certainly got to be an assistant, you know, because you are the captain. And now, do you ever feel any pressure being a captain? Do you ever find yourself doing too much?
I feel like it's a good amount of pressure. You always want to like hold yourself accountable and have a lot of pressure on yourself just so you succeed and do well all around. And I feel like as a captain throughout like all the sports, it's good to hold your team to a high standard as well, because you want to win, you want to succeed, you never want to lose. So that's pretty much it.
And is there anything in particular from when you were a younger player and you had captains that you looked up to, anything in particular that you may have learned from them that you use now as a captain?
Yeah, definitely. When I was a young freshman or sophomore, I would always look up to my captains, and they taught me a lot of like traditional things, as well as like to take every moment like it's their last moment, and just really a lot of leadership stuff.
And what about the younger players right now? Any of the younger players on the team that you're particularly proud of because of the steps they've made maybe in the last year or so?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of younger players on our teams are they're definitely putting the work in. They're working hard, and they really want like a spot on the team. So I really like that attribute of them.
And I'm sure too, that's got to make you feel pretty good, because you're the captain, you know, you're leading by example. So, you know, you're showing them how it's done now. Yeah. Now, coach, let me turn to you. Why don't you talk to me a little bit about Chris here, what it's been like to coach him?
Chris is great. I'm sorry. My dog was going nuts. Someone's at our front door.
the UPS guy, the dog hates the UPS guy.
It's been great coaching Chris. You know, I've known Chris since he was real small. I teach in the middle school. So I knew him then. And when he would come to all the junior Bobcat stuff as a youth, he was kind of always special athletically. He's probably one of the best athletes in my 25 years that I've coached. Just to watch him grow and develop, like his sophomore year, he had kind of a rough year. He got like an injury. He was sick. And then junior year, he's a huge reason why we ended up winning the gold ball. His run in the playoffs was special. And now watching him this year, I couldn't be more impressed, to be completely honest. Hopefully it continues, Chris.
Yeah.
Yes, hopefully so. And it's off to a good start. And I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with captain and three sports star, at Byram Hills High School, Chris Amanetto. So, Chris, with this award comes the academic side of things, and you've pretty much got that in hand with a 3.5 grade point, and you've got yourself a number of advanced and accelerated courses. But this is what I'm interested in. You are in your fifth year of three different languages. What is it that had you take three different languages? I mean, most of your fellow students are probably just saying, well, hey, one's good for me.
Yeah, I mean, my mom, it comes with my family. My family's very diverse. My mom is Italian and my dad is Spanish. So I wanted to kind of incorporate both of the language into my learning system and learn both of them.
Okay. And now let me just ask you the question. I mean, what has that done for you to take three languages when it comes to this learning system? How has it assisted you just in your regular classwork? Is it a different frame of mind?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, compared to other academics, it's definitely been challenging to learn both, like all the languages, but it's really beneficial in the long run. And I feel like it will definitely help him in future job applications or stuff like that.
So, of all your classwork, though, what is it that strikes your fancy? What's the class that interests you the most?
Ooh, that's a good question. I would say I'm a very, I like science. I like science, and I'm good with math. That kind of comes naturally with me and my dad, actually. So I would say chemistry I like a lot. Biology I liked.
Okay. And then what about, is there any class, like maybe something you're taking now or something maybe last year, like an elective or something like that, that surprised you? You know, like a class you did not expect to like as much as you did.
I really like, I'm taking podcasting this year, humanities seminar, and I really enjoy it. It's really fun. A lot of my friends are in my class, and we kind of just do different topics, either it's music, food, or stuff like that, and we get to kind of broadcast them and see what people think about them, pretty much.
Well, there you go. And that's got to be a lot of fun, too. And it's, yeah, it's got to be a nice, yeah, nice little bit of a break as well. So I also see that you are on the Byram Hills Captains Council. So what do you all do there?
So there we pretty much, it's pretty much just you inform like other students and like your teammates about different roles, pretty much. And like, say I'm talking to like a younger kid or stuff like that. It's kind of preparing them for the years to come and the future of their academics or athletics, pretty much.
Okay, and I'm sure that goes in line with the fact that you're also part of the peer tutor organization, so you're already helping out some of the younger ones, you know, with their classwork and that kind of thing. And I also saw that, or I see here, that you were a volunteer, you had an internship with the sports medicine at Pro Clinics in Armonk, and you helped with some trainers and other folks attending to some of the folks there.
So really, my stepdad actually owns that building, and it's been really interesting and fun going there and helping people out and really just being surrounded by sporting stuff and just being surrounded by sports and athletics is really interesting for me. And it's been really fun doing that.
Okay, and I see, too, that you keep your hand in, too, with the sports and helping out the younger ones as well when it comes to training and that kind of thing. So that's fantastic. And Coach, before we finish up here, anything else to add on Chris?
I think you guys summed it up. Chris is a great kid, a great leader, super talented, and hopefully just scratching the surface on what we can accomplish this year. I'm sad it's his last year, to be honest.
I'm sure. Just if it makes you feel any better, Coach, you may not have noticed, but I did see just a touch of a blush from Chris there.
There you go.
With those last few words. Don't worry, Chris. I won't tell anybody. This won't be on the radio. So anyway, Chris, it was really nice meeting you. Congratulations on the award, Coach. It was great talking to you as well. And hey, good luck to the team, man. Take those last couple of steps and get to the top of the mountain, huh?
Thank you.
All right, for Byram Hills High School's Chris Amanetto, I'm Frank Imbere, and you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. And we'll be back same time next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.